Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share the aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. For over 30 years, Milwaukee's Summerfest grounds have been home to the annual Indian Summer Festival in the early fall. Indian Summer Festival is the brainchild of Butch Roberts, who wanted to see the inclusion of American Indians to the other ethnic festival being held at the festival park. Roberts recruited others to help him get Indian Summer Festival established, and after 2 years of planning and organizational assistance from Irish Fest, the first Indian Summer was held in 1987. Indian Summer Fest celebrates traditional and contemporary Native culture. Crowd favorites include the annual competition powwow, canoe rides, and performances such as from Brulé. This year, cultural craft workshops include an Iroquois-raised beading workshop and a flute-making workshop. Additionally, Indian Summer Fest hosts Educational Day. Teachers can bring their classes, specifically grades 3 through 9, where they will experience demonstrations which are designed to explore the cultural traditions of the Wisconsin Native tribes. Festival goers will gain an appreciation of the traditional arts and talking to craftspeople making such items as beadwork, flutes, lacrosse sticks, and baskets. Visitors can also learn how wild rice is harvested. They might view Iroquois social dancing, and sports fans can even be drawn to the amateur Olympic-style boxing competition. Milwaukee's Indian Summerfest is an entertaining and educational vehicle that truly showcases the diversity of tribal cultures. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.